Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. We're back after a long weekend.
Yeah, well, it wasn't supposed to be a long weekend.
Today is Tuesday, June 5th, and Danny's back after, spending a lot of time in the bathroom yesterday?
Yeah, I went to this place called Stout.
What? Stout?
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Sounds sketchy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got like a burger, but the burger was like on this like weird bun, so I just took the meat out and ate it by itself. Got me very sick.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I always get my burger medium because I liked it to be a little pink. I don't know what happened, but...
This was a lot pink? Is that what happened?
No, maybe it was like a little juicy, but you expect burgers to be somewhat juicy, right?
Yeah. Maybe the meat was bad, period.
Ew. I'll never go there again. Plus, it was called Stout, but my friend was like... Because we went to like a day party, and he's like, let's go eat. It was right across the street. And it was pretty affordable, but still, that's probably why.
Yeah. Wow. Sounds like fun to me.
Yep.
Yeah. I know. You got to be careful when you eat out, you know. You never know what the fuck you're eating, you know.
No.
You don't know what they put in it. You don't know how your stomach's going to react to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why I try to eat at home more.
Like cooking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, I have no pots and pans right now, so... Yeah. Life is grand.
So your apartment was left bare?
Yeah, pretty
except
much.
Except for your stuff.
Yeah.
And the other guy.
And I hit up my other roommate, the one that's staying there. I was like, hey, listen, I'm going to place an order for the stuff because like I'm not going to go another 2 weeks with nothing in the house. I'm not going to make you pay half because when I move out, I'm taking everything. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to use my shit, you're paying at least 1/4.
Right.
Am I wrong for that?
No.
Yeah. And I still think even if you're just using it and I'm taking it, you should still pay me half. But my dad was like, just make him pay 1/4.
For using what? Your stuff?
All my stuff.
What stuff, for example?
Like the furniture? Pots and pans.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, not the furniture. I don't care about that. Like,
right.
Not at all. Like, I've had the couch in the apartment has been buying. I don't care.
Okay, so he's got nothing, right?
He's got absolutely nothing.
Okay, so you give him an option. Tell him either we buy half and half.
Right.
We split the expenses.
Right.
Right? Because that's how it should be. It's just the two of you now.
No, but we're going to have somebody else move in.
And they're going to use your dishes too?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
I mean, what else are they going to use?
Their own. Yeah, but what? Are you going to charge somebody to come in and pay for the pots and pans?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Nobody's going to do that.
I'll just say that's part of their move-in fee. I'm like, yeah, you got to pay. Well, they got to pay July's rent plus security because the security is going back to my old roommate.
Right.
And then I'll just say you have to pay for the key deposit.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
which
whatever
is true.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Whatever it is, but with the guy right now, I don't know.
I
would wait maybe till you get the other roommate and then all of you can sit together.
I can't.
Decide.
There's literally nothing. We don't have a trash can right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way I can't. As soon as I leave here, I'm placing the order. So it's like 2-day shipping. Mm-hmm. But my thing is that my roommate was like, you can't charge him for half because when you move out, you're taking everything, which I get.
Right.
So I'll just pay, like, for instance, my cart right now is like $767.
Yeah. But why don't you guys like split? I don't know. You know what? Fuck it. You figure it out.
Yeah,
I don't know
right.
What to tell you.
It's very confusing.
I never were in a situation like that.
Right.
You know? But it depends. I mean, if you live with other people, I guess each one has his own shit, you
mm-hmm.
know? Yeah.
Usually. But our apartment is so like homey that it's like you just mix everything together
right.
anyway.
Right.
So it's like.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe using some stuff of theirs too, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a guy coming to look at the apartment today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think guys like care about that type of shit. Like they're not going to be going out like trying to get pots and pans.
Right.
So just pay me $200 out of the $700 and you can use my shit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well.
I'll let you know how it works.
Yeah, I hope it works out. How many people have come to see it?
Nobody yet.
Nobody yet?
I was sick yesterday.
Yeah,
like I had like 4 people want to come see it. I was like, do you want to like bathe in my throw up?
Oh, wow. What a great way to invite someone to your home.
Please move in. Thank you.
Oh, God. I don't know if I could live with anybody, you know?
actually, when both my roommates were on vacation, I enjoyed being by myself, but at nights I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing. It's like those are not the only two options. You could find a guy and live with him, you know?
Well,
that's
like if I date somebody?
Well, yeah, if you guys settle down.
Right. And all
that, if you become a couple.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But that's not happening anytime soon.
You don't know that, you know? You never know what you might meet, you know? I say, you know, because like when I talk to my son, too, it's like he gets jaded because it's hard to find good women. You
right.
know? He says, I don't understand why they all write no hookups on Tinder and then they all make a move on me every time, you know, and they do.
I mean,
one,
your son is delusional. One. Tinder is for hookups. They want to put no hookups right. so they no, don't look like knows. Sluts on the profile.
Right. Okay. So that's what you need to tell him. That's
yes,
why I invited
I will.
Him to the
yeah.
show.
I'll be,
I think
come
he
on.
Needs to hear from a woman's yeah. perspective how his thinking is so fucking distorted sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Like, come on. You're Completely. A grown-ass man. You know, every single person on Tinder is looking to smash.
Right. But why? But it bothers him that they say they don't. That's a, he says, why can't they just be honest? And I said, you know, you got to play the game, man.
Yeah, I mean,
you
no
can't
woman.
Change the game.
There's definitely women that are like little whores, but they don't want to say, hey, I'm a little whore.
Right.
Take me out. They want to see if you vibe first. Because at the end of the day, they're hooking up with who they want to hook up with. Because right. just because they're going on a Tinder date doesn't mean that person's going to match well with them. They might not want to sleep with them.
Right, right. But you're saying that they do all want to hook up
on Tinder,
yeah.
yeah. Bumble, yeah. I would say the description's probably true. Mm. Not looking for hookups.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So my son is in town now. I invited him to come on the show. So he'll be here later this week. And possibly his friend, too. But I want him to talk to you. I want you to give him some perspective
mm-hmm.
so he can like let out all the frustration he has
yeah, for
about
sure.
dating and
yeah.
shit, you know?
Yep.
Because he's trying to find a good girl and stuff, and it's hard.
Yeah, it's very
you know?
Hard.
It pisses him off that, I don't know, we'll let him talk about it.
Yeah,
okay?
For sure.
I've heard it enough from him already.
So I went to Ralph's last week and I bought like one of those packaged red meat like ribeye steaks.
Uh-huh.
Sam, it was so bad.
Why?
I like I'm scarred for life. I don't think I could ever eat red meat ever again.
Wow.
Yeah.
What happened? How did you cook it?
I cook it how I normally do and usually it's delicious. But I like texted my mom. I sent her a picture. I'm like, does this look normal to you? She goes, I think it should be fine. But as I'm cooking it, it like doesn't smell like how it normally does. So I'm like, whatever, it's done. I made like some rice. I put the steak on top of the rice, literally almost profusely, like had it come back out.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like scarred for life.
So how did you cook it? Grill?
I do it on like a stovetop. Yeah.
On the
so it's like nice and crispy,
right.
but juicy, you know?
Yeah.
Because ribeyes are always like kind of.
Well, ribeye is actually the best tasting steak.
Yeah, it's so good.
That's why I'm surprised though, because they're very expensive, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So you see, what I did is I thought, you know, when I was at Ralph's, they had steaks for 12, 15 bucks a piece. And granted, they were big, but still, it's like, I guess I could cut them in two.
Right.
And eat them two separate times. But it just, it you know, I see 15 bucks for a steak. I'm like, fuck it. So then I found like a package of, what did they call it? Tri-tip or something.
Right,
you know, and,
right.
And a few pieces for 10 bucks. I said, great.
Right.
So I made it. It tastes like it. Like it costs less.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it tastes like shit and it doesn't chew very well. So ribeye is usually your best bet.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. That's why I was like, what the f-?
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, they say that like that filet mignon is like the tenderest.
Yeah.
But it's not as flavorful as
no.
the ribeye.
And I think you. Filet mignon is like something you put on stir fry. I don't think it's something like you should cook and eat like with potatoes. It doesn't taste the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. I've got a grill that does everything automatically, so
right.
I'm good with that. I tried yesterday by putting butter on the steak.
Ooh.
Yeah, because
sounds so good. I'm so hungry.
Supposedly, that's how they make them in restaurants.
Yeah, I think so. Because even when you go to like hibachi, they'll put butter on the steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you don't know because they cook it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it makes it taste better. So. I don't know. It didn't really taste that much better.
Oh, really?
But maybe because they didn't have a lot of flavor, that tri-tip.
I don't even know what tri-tip is.
It's just another piece of the cow, you know? I mean,
okay.
No, they Aww. Have top sirloin, they have T-bone, they have ribeye, they have, you know, filet mignon.
Right.
Yeah. So they have all kinds of shit, you know? But But yeah, some of them is not. Some of them, and it also depends how you cook it. You know, I mean, if you barbecue it outside.
I love barbecue steak.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best flavor.
Yeah, for sure. You know, for sure. My dad makes the best grilled steak.
Yeah.
Like in the summertime, because it's all he knows how to do.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Dad.
All he knows.
He tried to make meatloaf one time. I'll never forget it. Everyone in our family was like, this is gag worthy, Dad. It was seriously the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah. No wow, flavor whatsoever. And he tried so hard. That was the sad part about it.
Yeah.
Like he tried really, really hard. And it was so bad.
Wow. That's too bad. Yeah. But no, I mean, look, on a grill, all you can do is either overcook it or undercook it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, burn it, whatever. But the flavor. It's more as far as what kind of meat it is, what you put on it.
Right.
Things like that. You know? But I'm going to keep trying to do it with butter, see if it really improves the flavor.
Maybe like Google a recipe, steak with butter or something, so you can get like exactly how they make it in a restaurant. Because it's probably not just the butter that's giving it flavor. It's probably everything else they're adding to it.
Yeah. You see, I like steak like plain completely.
Right.
But because I don't like sauces on steak. But at the same time, you know, maybe some salt, pepper, you know, things like this while you cook it. I'd rather add them after it's cooked, but so.
I see. I do all my seasoning beforehand.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
So maybe that's better. I'll try
and
that.
And sometimes I'll let it marinate for like an hour and it tastes even better.
Yeah.
But I think that you should get, I think when you go to the store, I think people should avoid getting packaged meat. They should just go where they slice it for you.
Yeah.
Because the pack, like, I think that's where I went wrong. I bought a packaged meat. It was like a small piece of ribeye. Mm. It was like $9. And it was, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with that meat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a cow.
What do you mean? You think they could lie about that?
Maybe they put a horse meat there or something.
Oh, my God. Stop
it.
No,
I'm kidding. Where did you buy it? At the supermarket, right?
Yeah, that's why.
You're fine. I don't know. Maybe it was just bad. But did it look okay?
I was iffy about it the whole time. I texted my mom a pic. I go, should I bring this back to the store?
Why? Was it different color? Like reddish?
It was red on the front. But then when I took it out of the packaging to like put it in a bowl and marinate it, the bottom was
brown.
Like gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, never do that. Because that's where I think that's what went wrong. I think it was probably sitting there for a while.
Yeah.
That's why if you just go straight to the deli, I mean the meat, whatever it's called, where they have the big chunks of meat and they slice it for you, that's like fresh, like the daily shit.
Yeah, like the butcher and stuff puts it there together for you.
My friend goes to Whole Foods, but she said like one piece of ribeye is like $25.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck buys themselves a piece of meat for $25? Yeah. When it lasts all of like 2 seconds when you're hungry.
Right, but you know what? That's what I'm saying. But at that price, I think you can cut it in two.
Yeah, probably.
And have two separate steaks.
But how long can you keep something like steak in the fridge before you have to freeze it?
Well, freeze it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, so, yeah, it's funny because I had steak yesterday too and I have this grill. And I should look at all the recipes on there. There's like a huge recipe book that comes with it. And it's really cool. You know, it's all automatic.
Mm-hmm.
You press the button. You tell it what food you want. There's a picture on the button of everything. You tell it, okay, I want steak. It preheats it. When it's hot enough, it beeps. You put your food in there.
Oh, really?
And then it starts cooking, and the color changes every time. So when it goes to rare, to medium well.
What's this thing called? Where is it from?
It's they make a lot of, Tefal?
No clue.
You don't know what that is?
Mm-mm.
Because when I go to the store, they make a lot of things for the kitchen and stuff, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me find out.
Yes, I want to. That sounds like something I would be interested in getting. Does it do it for chicken, too?
Here,
or
steak? Tefal.
How do you spell it?
The letter T,
space
F-A-L.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you see OptiGrill. Okay, so it's Tefal.
How much does it go
OptiGrill.
For?
OptiGrill. I don't remember how much I bought it for. Let's see how much it is here. Where to buy. Okay, yeah, you see it's called Tefal, T-F-A-L, OptiGrill. It was maybe like 100 or something, maybe
that's not
a little
bad.
More.
Yeah.
But it lets you cook everything, chicken and fish and all that, and it makes it just right.
Mm.
You know, so it's really cool. I mean, I make like grilled cheese sandwiches on there. And
so do you put it on top of the stove?
What's that?
Do you put it on top of the stove or is it something that you plug in?
No, you plug in.
Okay, so it's like a kind of like a machine.
Yeah,
kind of
like a toaster oven. Yeah, but on steroids, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
A very smart one.
Tefal.
So, yeah.
I'm going to look that up when I get home.
They make all kinds of like stuff like fryers and kettles and pressure cookers.
I want a kettle. I want an electric kettle. Yeah. I want a toaster oven. So much shit I need to get because my roommate moved out.
Well, go to Bed Bath & Beyond. You'll find
that. And then there's this app called Letgo where people can like sell and buy stuff that people don't want anymore. Because I was going to put my coffee table on there because I hate it. I want a new coffee table. And I was going to put the rug in my living room on there.
Yeah.
The rug was originally $500, but it was like one of those. It's like a horse. What is it called?
Hourglass.
It's like in a weird shape, like one of the modern day rugs. Right. And it's white mainly, but with like black stripes because I have a black couch. So we wanted the living room to be black and white. It's kind of dirty. I was thinking about selling it for like $100, even though I got it for like $5. And just say you dry clean it if you want.
Yeah.
I feel like someone will get it. It's a really, really nice rug, but I'm over the black and white theme. You know, now that she's moved out, I feel like it's like a new chapter. I got to get some like new
decoration. Yeah, put more of your touch in there. You know?
Exactly. But I'm looking for a TV stand because my mom got me a TV over the weekend as like a gift, like a 30th birthday gift.
Very nice.
55-inch at Best Buy for $250.
Wow, very nice.
So I need a TV stand. I went on Letgo thinking like people have better prices than like Amazon because Amazon, there's really nice ones for like $175. Everyone on there used or selling them for like $200.
Really?
I'm like, I'm not buying a used.
Go to IKEA. They probably have the cheapest. And
Go IKEA, to IKEA for sure.
But the grill is $130 on Amazon. And if you have the money, I'd highly recommend it. The plates, it's got like metal plates where you put the food
on.
Right. Those are dishwasher washable.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's very easy to maintain and stuff. I like it. It makes me cook at home more.
And
bless you.
Thank you.
And you can make even vegetables and anything else you want on there.
When something says hand wash only, what happens when you put it in the dishwasher?
You could ruin it because there's electronics in there, you know? But in these plates, there's no electronics.
Okay, so I got a knife set for like $20. It's nice. They're nice knives.
But, is it just a knife?
It's just a knife, yeah. But on the side of the knife, there's stickers that say hand wash only. But I don't mess with hand wash because I think sponges are so dirty.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, I don't care if like...
I replace them a lot, but still, you're right. You're right.
Oh, that's so gross. I feel like sponges are like for the pre-dishwasher. Like if you had like a rice pot and you're like cleaning up the rice before you put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But not to wash. No, but
with the knives, it's a different thing, obviously. There's not anything electrical about it. But what I'm thinking is maybe they don't want you to scratch it by cleaning it by hand.
Or maybe if it turns rusty...
Rusty, whatever,
I don't know.
But maybe they don't. I don't think. No, why would it turn rusty? If it turns rusty, it'll turn rusty whether you wash it by hand or
not because of water. Period. Yeah, right. That's true.
So that's not it. But they probably don't want you to scratch it or something. I don't know.
That's true.
What the fuck do I know?
Yeah. What do I? Maybe, what do either one of us know?
It's also dangerous to clean a knife.
Yeah. I'm gonna slice my hand on accident? You could get distracted for a split second, and all of a sudden you're in the hospital, getting 20 stitches. You know. And you're like, I should have just put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in the dishwasher. I feel like every knife set says that.
Yeah.
Just save some time.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just distracted with some text that's totally irrelevant to the show. So today's election day in California, primaries. And probably nobody's going to go and vote.
Like,
nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is that these days it's pretty important to go voting. But I'm kind of a jaded voter.
Yeah, I don't care enough. And California, my license plate still says Massachusetts, so I probably technically can't even vote in California yet.
Yeah, probably.
Oh well, life will go on.
But they don't ask for ID.
They don't.
No.
They just need your address.
They need to register. They need to know where you are.
Oh.
So they can put you on the list with the your right address.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's what baffles me. They don't ask for ID. You just come there, you say who you are, and they let you vote, you know?
Right.
That's the whole debate right now. Some people want to create a voter ID, and some people are saying, well, that's going to leave a lot of people out in the cold, which I don't get, but whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so go out and vote if you care. This one kind of, I think this one deserves a conversation. Well, let's first talk about Kate Spade.
I know.
Right? You just brought it up, and I just saw it in the news. If you haven't heard yet, designer Kate Spade was found dead.
Hanging herself.
Hanging by a scarf. Yeah, an apparent suicide. They found a suicide note.
Yeah, they're not revealing the details, obviously, but...
Yeah.
I wonder if she had, like, a family. Like, a did she have a husband or any children?
Yes, yes. She was married to the brother of David Spade, the comedian. That's
oh,
why...
Oh, that's why her last name Spade. Spade. Right. Are they still together?
Well, she's not with David Spade. She's with his brother.
Yeah, his brother, yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know, you know, I mean...
I have to Google that, and I want to see if she has any children.
Because I'm looking here, and they were apparently both on a show... talking about how they came up with the idea and stuff, you know, so...
Yeah, because she's been around forever.
Yeah, her husband. They're not saying ex-husband. So, yeah, she's married to Andy Spade.
Wow.
Yeah. So, what a loss, man. And I think she's pretty young. What, like...
55.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she looks even younger than that, really. Well, it depends what picture you're looking at, I guess, but... She, yeah, she built an empire. What did she sell, like handbags and stuff?
Yeah, she sold handbags, watches. I don't know if she sold clothes, but...
Yeah, but what about shoes? Shoes?
Okay, she is still married to him, but I'm not seeing anything about children. Let me just, I have to know if she had
probably
any kids.
No children. Why, look at him now. He does look like David Spade a little bit.
Yeah, they do look similar.
Whoa. Yeah, it's a fashion line, Kate Spade. So, fashion line, Kate Spade.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Okay, I don't think who are...
All right, well, you know, we'll figure it out. I don't think... If she had kids, they probably would have said something. But the thing is, it's a very short article because it only happened about an hour ago, so they don't have a lot of stuff yet.
I just, all like, right. It kills me when people do that and they have children. Because it's, yeah, like, it's going to be... They're going to spend their whole life trying to understand, like, why their mom did that, you know?
Right. And, you know, it's, like, so... I mean, suicide... needs to be talked about more.
Yeah.
Right?
Because it's something that's like still like for someone who has, I've never had suicidal thoughts ever in my life. Like I just feel like life could always be better.
Right.
But for someone like me, when you hear, like when I was in college, there was a girl above me who had her own dorm because you could have a double dorm or a single dorm and you could dorm by yourself. Mm-hmm. And I got back from a long weekend.
Right.
And our building was blocked off because they found her hanging in her room.
Wow.
So for someone like me, I'm like, how, I guess I just don't understand it. Like,
yeah.
I don't, how things are like so bad mentally or like, you, and you hear stories all the time of people like in high school or college, like jumping from, there was a girl, I forget what state, but she was like a star soccer player, had a really good family. Like everybody loved her. And she went to the top of a parking garage and jumped from the 18th floor and landed on a bicycle rack. So it's like, for me, it's like, jeez, how do you get that to that point?
Yeah, well, let me explain it to you because I've been there.
Yeah.
I never got close to suicide, but God, it sounded attractive at some point.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. This usually comes from mental illness, depression mainly.
Right.
I have bipolar disorder, which is extreme depression and extreme like irritability and shit.
Right.
That's how it manifests itself in me. So when I was depressed, I was really fucking depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened to me a lot and for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's called clinical depression. If it goes on for more than like 3 months or 6 months or something, then they call it a clinical depression. Thus,
right.
It's something chemical and not some because of something that happened in your life.
Right.
You know, because it's a different kind of depression. Because if you think about it, look, if you're healthy mentally, no matter what happens to you, you're able to handle it and,
right,
and manage it.
Right.
But when you're not, when you're depressed and you're ill, then everything seems like insurmountable to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like anything is doable. You feel very weak. You feel it's like almost physically painful, if I remember. You see, it's hard for me to really remember because I've been on medication for many years and been very stable and very happy. So it's hard to kind of go back.
Right.
But all I can tell you is some time ago, I tried to go off my medication, and man, did I hit a fucking depression. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I thought, I don't fuck with this anymore. And it gives me a nice straight line of mood, and I don't have ups and downs and shit. But the bottom line is, and I'm seeing a lot of people depressed, and they think about suicide. And it's just scary. You don't know what to do when someone around you says, I feel suicidal, or
right.
I don't want to live anymore.
And a lot of people won't say that to anyone.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's why when they kill themselves, it's like a shock. And I wonder if there's like warning signs with everyone that people don't pay attention to. Because if you watch the show 13 Reasons Why, where they try to focus on like how it starts and what the warning signs and that you should talk to somebody, and like nobody ever wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like even people, and then when they pass away, they're like, oh, well, yeah, the warning signs were definitely there. But like, you're not paying attention to them.
Yeah.
I haven't ever been friends with someone or had a family member kill themselves. So I haven't dealt with it directly. So I don't know how.
Yeah. But you know what? For the most part, these things take time to develop. I don't think somebody decides right away they're going to kill themselves. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be signs. There's got to be something.
Right.
Because often they'll cry for help, you know, and they try to bring attention to them because it's like, please understand how much I'm hurting.
Right.
And I don't know what to do about mm-hmm. it. So that's a situation. And sometimes people feel, you know what, I'm a burden on everybody. Nobody can get along with me or whatever. And maybe it's better if I'm just dead, you know. And
sometimes
that's what they do. That's what Robin Williams did, you know.
When it's his medication.
What, Robin Williams?
Yeah, his medication had a huge part in it because the side effects were suicidal thoughts for his Parkinson's disease.
No. That's my dad had Parkinson's, never had suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, but not everybody's the same.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, from what I understood, he felt, after he found out about the Parkinson's, he felt he didn't want to be a burden on his family. And thus he spared them having to deal with him being
sick.
That's
the most selfish thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Because either way, he became a burden.
Right.
Now, like, your legacy is that you stabbed yourself with a pen and that didn't work, and then you hung yourself with a belt.
Yeah.
How is that not being a burden to your family?
Yeah. I mean, suicide is, it hurts a lot of people. And how do you deal with it? You know, you're right. You're hurting the people that actually love you.
Yeah. And even though you've convinced yourself that they don't love you.
Right. Because you're dead. But exactly. They have to deal with the loss.
Exactly. And I don't think people think about that when they're killing themselves.
No, that's the thing. And that's what I'm saying. You become very selfish because you can't see
mm-hmm.
far beyond your pain.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's that shitty. It's that bad.
And I always wonder that, like, Kurt Cobain blew his head off.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be, like, to a point where you're just, like, over it to, like, stick a gun in your mouth. And,
right. And not think, how are they going to find me?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, when Courtney or whoever.
Courtney found him, right?
She did, probably.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's really sad. So, yeah, prayers with her and her family.
Yeah, I know. Suicide sucks, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows you. I mean, they were talking about how they built an empire and stuff. All I'm saying is, none of this matters. If you don't have health, nothing else matters.
Yeah, and just because you have an empire doesn't mean you're happy.
No.
Like, and who knows what pressure she was under or what she had to deal with on a regular basis. All those factors could have brought her to this point. And it also could be like if she was on a medication that had a side effect of suicide, because there's a lot of medications that have that side effect.
I don't know if that's true. I just think that people already have suicidal thoughts that take it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't really take medication, but even on those like long, long, long commercials for like whatever that's like fibromyalgia, whatever it's called, when they do reading the long list, it said can have sudden thoughts of suicide.
Yeah.
I think sometimes medication you're taking, but they probably shouldn't have pills like that on the market. I'm sorry.
I know. Or some pills where it might cause death.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or like cancer. But sure, cure this one thing and get another.
Yeah, that's what medicine does.
Yeah. That's why I try to thug it out every time I get sick. I'm like, oh, I'm sick. And just try to thug it out.
Yeah, I know. But I went to the doctor last week. I got a clean bill of health.
Yeah, I remember you saying
that.
Oh,
did I tell you that already?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Isn't that such a blessing? Did you always feel so good when that happens?
I do. And, you know, and I'm a fucking smoker, and I smoke weed. And he said, your lungs and your heart are fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yay, you know, I can go and party some more now, you know?
That's good. I get a physical once a year, and I get my vagina checked once a year as well.
Yeah.
There's so many people that don't go to the gynecologist. I'm like, that's so disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Because when you go to get a physical, your primary care doesn't check your lady parts.
Right. Yeah. I know. They don't check a lot. I mean, he only took... he only like listened to my pulse and shit.
Did he?
Heartbeat.
Did he take your blood work?
He told me to go for
right
for diabetes and like to check for diabetes
right.
and cholesterol, but you have to fast 12 hours before.
Yeah, yeah.
So I couldn't go that time.
Right.
I'll probably have to go on a Saturday morning or something.
Oh yeah, when I get my physical, I get the full works.
Yeah.
I get tested for anything possible. My cell count. STDs, yeah. All that. So, yeah. Like, once a year, I, like, freak out. I freak out.
Yeah. And then a colonoscopy. Fuck. And now I read that they should say if you're over 50, you should do it every 5 years.
Yeah.
Now they're saying at 45, you should start. So, you know. I mean, all this fucking cancer from all this shit that we're exposed to, you know?
Right.
I don't know what the fuck it comes from, but... Thankfully, I'm hoping that I won't get cancer because we don't have a lot of it in the family.
I know, you know, yeah. Hopefully not. I have a lot of health. My mom and dad have a lot of health issues.
Yeah.
Jill, what's up with me today?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No big deal.
Sorry.
It's okay. I
muted. It's a food poisoning coming out my nose now.
Muted you just in time. They have like at radio stations, they have cough buttons, you know, for if the guest feels they're going to cough.
Cough, really? Yeah. That's funny.
I know. I thought that's overkill here, you know.
I got the Fire Stick, the Amazon Fire Stick.
Yeah, yeah.
And my friend Jail broke it, so any movie in the movie theater I can watch in the comfort of my own home.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Sometimes the quality is not as good.
Yeah.
But then there's somewhere, as soon as it hits DVD, the quality on the Fire Stick is
A1. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So good.
Mm.
So now I don't even have to go to Redbox to rent DVDs anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not enough for you to see, like, not necessarily brand new movies.
You can see any movie possible.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is if you didn't hack it, then you can watch only the movies they offer for free unless you
pay. It's honestly, if you
the
can't...
The new ones you have to pay.
If you can't jailbreak the Fire Stick, it's a waste of money.
Really?
It's like having a DVD player that allows you to have Netflix.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's definitely a waste.
But it also lets you have Amazon Prime. Although you can get that on the smart TV anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I have Amazon TV box because 5 years ago, that was the greatest thing to have.
Right.
Now, I don't really need it because I have a smart TV with all the access anyway
mm-hmm.
to Hulu and that. But still, you know, I mean, it's cool. I don't know. And you know what's good on Amazon is you can find any movie you want. And, you know, you may have to pay to rent it for
right.
like $3, $4, $5.
Mm-hmm.
But you still can find it.
Right.
You know, like my mom is like, you see, on Netflix, you can't do that because they don't have all the movies.
No, Netflix has become really old movies that nobody cares about. Old shows that nobody cares about. They have a few good originals, but other than that, it's not like they're putting like new movies on there.
Right, right.
Like movies that are now on Redbox, they're not putting on there anymore. And if they do, it's like almost a year later. And I'm like, yo, everybody already saw this.
Yeah.
You look at new releases and it's like something you already saw.
I know.
It's a waste. But I still have a Netflix account because I use my mama's.
Yeah. You see, so, but Amazon Prime is cool because, like, my mom will say, well, I'd like to watch Pretty Woman, you know, so you can find it, mm-hmm. whether it's free that week or not.
Right.
You can find it. You can find any movie you want on there.
Right.
So that's cool. You can't do that on Hulu and Netflix and all those, you know. So every service has got its own advantage and disadvantage, you know. But I find Hulu to be very cool. I like the live channels. I have the live subscription, so for $40, you get like an endless amount of content.
Yeah, that's true.
Huge. You have live all the stations, ABC and CBS and CNN and Fox and all of those live.
Right.
You know, so you don't need cable or anything. So, and then movies, and they've added movies and shows, and yeah. You know, they got all the old shows you ever grew up on. They have them all.
Yeah. Yeah, know? That's like the Fire Stick too, but only after you jailbreak it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, you got your access to the movie library of the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I just need your one for the living room
TV. Your generation is totally not about paying.
No.
Pay for anything.
No, definitely.
Yeah, no, you grew up because
life itself is just way more expensive. Going to the movies used to be like $7 at nighttime.
Yeah.
Now it's like $8 just to see it during the day, and it's like till noon.
No, it's $15 a movie now.
Yeah, yeah, nighttime is like $15. And then if you want to see it in 3D, it's like $25.
Right. No, but what I'm saying is you can see it like on Amazon and pay for it and, you know, rent it for like $5 and watch it.
Yeah, $5 are free. I'm going to go with free.
I know. That's the thing. You see? So you guys grew up with that. And my son's the same way also.
Yeah, you know? Hell yeah.
They'll jailbreak anything and figure out how to not to pay for anything. Because you grew up with Napster. Do you remember Napster?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, the music downloader. That was illegal.
Illegal.
Yeah.
It's still illegal to do this.
Yeah, and they like tried to put viruses in it so everyone's computer would shut down and people would stop using it. But people were like, nah, we're going to figure out a way.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
Yeah, it got really bad towards the end. Did those people get in trouble?
Yeah, they did. But then other ones started sprouting up like mushrooms.
Yeah, now you can literally go to Google and hit YouTube to MP3, copy the link to a YouTube video that has music, and just download the song for free.
Yeah, yeah.
But now everyone just uses their phone and does Apple Music because you can pay $10 a month or something like that.
Right, then you get all the music you want.
And you get anything you want.
Yeah, that's what I have on Spotify, you know? And the thing is, Spotify is free, but if you want to use it on mobile and not just on shuffle,
right,
then you need to pay. But for me, $10 a month for all that music is nothing.
Right.
You know? I don't need Sirius, who charge $15 a month, and then they give you only, the only thing that's worth there is Howard Stern. You know, all the other music, I'd rather pick my own music than have these people, you know, program their stations with their taste. And,
right.
You know?
Yeah, sometimes I get annoyed listening to other people's playlist.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not in the mood for this shit.
Yeah, let me play my own stuff. See, when I grew up, we only had radio. We had to...
Listen to whatever was playing on the
radio.
Exactly,
whatever they want. That's why program directors were like, they had a lot of power. They were deciding what we'd listen to, you know?
Right.
And, But then tape recorders came out, you know, with the cassette. And you could actually record the songs from the radio and play them back. Imagine.
Yeah, that's wild. Or hit the when you used to hit the rewind or fast forward.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I'm talking about the 70s, you know, that only then we were able to start recording our music from our radios.
Well, yeah, no. And then I remember growing up, we used to have tape cassettes, and then you would like fast forward to the song you want to hear, but you never knew when to stop. So every 2 seconds, like doop doop, play.
I know.
And then it's out there, and then you pass it, and then you got to go back. So annoying.
I know.
And then it went from DVDs, and then DVDs went out because then everybody got an iPod.
Right.
And then iPods went out because everybody just used their phones.
Right. The iPod was really Steve Jobs' attempt on making all that you got for free actually legitimate and pay for it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, at the time I felt, you know, I was also downloading music, but I thought, you know what? This is the only way I can really get music.
Right.
And even if they charge $1 a song, I'd pay it, you know?
Right.
And then that's exactly what they started doing on iTunes when iTunes came out. I was thinking that when Napster was out, and I felt bad that we're stealing music and shit, you
right.
know? So, and they were also scaring people, you know? They'd come to your house. And,
right. Yeah. I remember that. That was scary when I was a kid because I was like, no, my parents are going to ground me if that happens.
I know. Funny things happen on the way to the forum, I guess, right?
That's yeah, but it just think how much has advanced since I was a kid, and I'm 30 now. Can you imagine 30 years from now when I'm 60, like, what technology is going to be? Like, is a phone even going to be a phone? Like, what are we going to have then?
Yeah, it's going to be unfucking believable, man.
Yeah.
You know? And don't go so far as 30 years from now. I mean, just think of 2030.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, in 13, in 12 years, we could turn the fucking world around.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, they're talking about flying cars. I would never get into a flying car. You couldn't even pay me.
Well, it's just going to be like a fucking helicopter.
Yeah, something. Exactly. And you know what? When you crash, you're dead. It's like being in a plane.
Well, yeah, but maybe they make some that are crash-free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. You know, our population maybe they, is.
They'll attach like a big parachute to it or something, you know. There's all kinds of things.
Like come when it, back in the war you days when you got out of the plane.
Well, look, like jet fighter pilots.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, with the little parachute.
Eject, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they would eject the whole fucking compartment.
So why can't they do that on planes?
They do. I mean, they're like working on it. I saw an animation of this.
Yeah, when is this going to happen? In fucking 550 years?
I don't know. But the thing is, they're saying if something happens to the plane, like the whole passenger compartment would just come apart.
And then a parachute
would bring it down.
Yeah, and then if the parachute brings it down onto a cliff, how fast are you going?
Maybe they have the ability to navigate that thing. You know?
That'd be like the scariest thing to ever happen to anyone. But also, if you made it, it'd be like, whoa, it works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, listen, they're constantly looking for... I mean, you know, in this book I'm reading about the future and what this guy thinks it's going to look like, we're not going to be the same humans we are now. It'll mean something else to be human.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
He's also saying that medicine and the advances in medicine will be taken advantage by rich people to upgrade themselves rather than poor people to heal them and make them better.
I think that kind of happens now anyway.
Yeah, but
like, do you really think there's not cures for like 90% of this stuff? I'm sure there is if you have the right
penny
amount. No,
but people are upgrading themselves with plastic surgery and shit like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Definitely. So it's going to be like people will try to be more intelligent, more beautiful, more, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
So that's kind of the kind of world we're going to have, you know, and it's hard to understand. And I'm sure very soon, I think... Very soon, like 5 to 10 years, many of us will be going around with chips in our body because it's going to make life so much easier that we'll agree to do it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. If you don't have to carry your phone with you by having a chip, or you don't have to carry a wallet and keys and
yeah,
all
but
this
then
shit.
They say like radiation and stuff, and like having your cell phone even this close to me right now is bad for me. So imagine if they start like implanting this stuff into our bodies.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, by then everything's going to be like worked out. Think about it; they work out everything.
Yeah, that's true. They do.
You know, it's just problems that can be solved, all of them.
So wild.
Yeah, but you know what? One of the things that's hard to solve is the fact that Palestinians now, they have a new method to attack Israel because none of the other methods really work. They started flying kites that are burning into fields, agricultural fields.
So
Israel
their crops.
Is like fucking burning. Yeah,
that's horrible.
You know, and
who has
they
the
talk
time
about,
to like think of this shit?
And they talk about peaceful protests. You know. And they're trying to fucking... Can you imagine 40,000 people trying to break down your fence to get to you?
No.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine one person trying to do that to me.
You know,
them
building
out.
Tunnels to try to get to your innocent family so they can slaughter them.
Horrible.
Yeah. People don't understand what the fuck's going on there, you know?
Yeah.
We sit here in America and we're like, oh, yeah, poor Palestinians. But you know what? All they have to do is stop with their fucking hatred. And all of this is going to end, you know, but they can't. They can't. They're too proud. They won't sit down with Jews, period. So that's why that is.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to bring up in the beginning, I guess, and I think this deserves some discussion, although it's going to be, we're probably going to get some email.
Right.
Miss America, the pageant, is scrapping the swimsuit portion from its pageant.
And they're also scrapping the nightwear gown portion.
And the nightwear gown. Mm-hmm. And you know why?
No.
Because they want to allow all body types. And
so a plus size model can try out for Miss America now.
Right, right. But why is that? So, but why is it? What are they saying? We're not going to put her in a bikini.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Right?
It's even worse.
So
it means, hey, we're
allowing.
But
it's all about women. You know, it's like, so they're saying we're not a pageant anymore. Now we're going to be a competition. Gretchen Carlson, the chairwoman of Miss America.
So basically, overweight women can't be in a pageant because of their bodies. That's basically what they're saying.
No, no, that's not what they're saying. There's no, on the contrary. They want women of different sizes.
No, I get that now. That's why they're making a competition. But they're changing it because they're basically saying if you're chubby or fat, you are not deserving to be in a pageant because your body doesn't look good in a swimsuit.
Mm.
That's like still a messed up message.
No, I think you misunderstood them because they're totally agreeing with you, I think.
No, I mean, they're doing it now because they have to. I mean, at some point, with and plus size models are like really in now. There's so many chubby women with the most gorgeous faces you have ever seen in your life.
But they're saying that, you know, we don't want to deal with women's looks because of the way they look and all that. Like she says, we will no longer judge our candidates on their outward physical appearance. That's huge. Now, but what I'm saying is, this is what it was designed for, is for, it's a beauty pageant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and what do we define as beauty? I mean, we don't define as beauty overweight women, although it can be beautiful, but society does not.
Yeah, but things in society, you know, need to change. So this is probably a good start.
Okay.
Because, I mean, think about it. Like, it's supposed to be someone who's like Miss America or Miss USA. It's supposed to be somebody that's giving back to the planet and like a good human being.
But
they've been judging
contest,
it on like,
I want to go for a beauty contest.
Well, beauty
contest
is over.
And I want them to be in swimsuits. I think swimsuits, there's nothing wrong with it.
You have to go to a bar and go to the wet t-shirt concerts now.
Wet t-shirt contest?
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if these women are proud to show off their bodies, let them. What's wrong with that? Why do we have... It's all fucking politically correct. I've had it with this political correctness. We can't do this. We can't do that. You know, I saw a little video yesterday that compared, like, from back in, I don't know, the 70s, 80s to now. Mm-hmm. And he says the best way to compare the times is by going to the beach. He said when we used to go to the beach back then, it would be like, you know, no barefoot or something because it might be glass. And
right.
Or whatever, you know, very one or two signs. Now he says it's everything. No booze. No pets, no smoking, no this, no that, no this, no that. You know, no frisbee, no this, no that. And he says this is exactly what has happened to society. Today everything is wrong that we do. I mean, think about it. I go to fucking cities and they have signs that say, like along the coast, we're a non-smoking city. So isn't that like selective... prejudice, don't you think?
Yeah, I've never
seen
that.
If I'm smoking on the street or in my house or whatever, you're going to tell me I can't? It's exclusionary. You tell me I can't live in your city because I enjoy smoking.
Right, I've never seen
that. Nobody talks about smoking near people. I understand that.
Right.
But if I want to stand in the middle of the street, why do I have to be like a pariah, you know?
Yeah.
But they do have
that. I get businesses saying that.
Huntington Beach and Hermosa Beach and all these places, you know? It's amazing.
Maybe because there's a lot of animals there and it causes pollution.
No, it's because these people are fucking assholes. They're fucking holier than thou over there, you know? But
it's really nice over there.
All politically correct bullshit. Yeah, it's nice there, but you know what? Yeah. I don't have to apologize for smoking cigarettes, you know? I don't bother anybody. I never smoke near people.
Well, smokers do bother non-smokers.
I know.
I mean, not you particularly because you always walk away. But there's like literally people that smoke and it's like deliberately like right next to me and I'm like, no.
Yeah, but listen, those places... They usually have signs posted there,
right?
You know,
yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. But look, if you're walking down the street and it's really windy, where you won't even smell the smoke anyway,
right?
What difference does it make?
Like I went to a house party a couple weeks ago, and I was like walking back to my car or something, and there was a guy who was walking next to me smoking a cigarette, and like even the smell was like so vile to me, and I'm like, oh, you're bothering me right now.
Right, right. But you know what? What if you went outside and the neighbor fucking steer manured your put manure on his and it's grass and it stinks. What are you going to compare to, complain to him? What if somebody comes with bad cologne? You're going to compare to, you know, I mean,
you're talking to someone who would complain, but not everybody's like me. Like, if somebody's wearing a bad cologne, I'm going to say your cologne sucks.
And what about the fuckers that make so much noise with the motorcycles or, you know, and stuff? That's not polluting the environment?
No, I mean, every car, every motorcycle, anything electronic on the road is not good for the environment.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So you can't choose really what you smell, what you
do. I don't really care if people smoke. I just don't like it near me, you know?
Right, so walk around them. I mean, what the fuck? Everybody's got a little...
My ex used to smoke in my car. And oh, my God. And when he got out, there would be like ash everywhere because it would like blow back into the...
I would never smoke in my car. Nothing. I mean, my cars smell like brand new even 2 years later.
I'm like, we're going on a five-minute car drive. You don't even smoke.
Yeah, and I just stop at the side of the road when I take trips.
Right.
And smoke. Right. And that's it. Not in my car. No, I hate mm-hmm. All right, anyway, Danny, another full hour filled by bullshit. Hopefully somebody learned something today. Tomorrow we're going to have Cameron, who's the comedian that's been scheduled for Friday and then Monday.
Oh.
But tomorrow it's going to happen.
My bad, Cameron.
So, no worries. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thank you for listening.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.